Netflix has been in the news a lot lately. Jimmy Kimmel said one of the American companies that has suspended service in Russia is Netflix, which made subscribers in Russia so mad they're suing. They want 60 million rubles in compensation, which is about 80 bucks, I think, right? Colbert. Now, Russian Netflix subscribers launched a class action lawsuit for loss of service. Then after a few hours, a screen popped up saying, "Are you still suing?" And you had to click yes. That's funny. Kimmel, how great would it be if the war ends because Russians didn't get to watch Is It Cake? Netflix's stock news was bad, too. Jimmy Fallon, yeah, Netflix announced for the first time in over a decade they lost subscribers, and now their stock is crashing. Not only did their stock plummet, but it turns out all the cash they had in the bank was just cake. Colbert, their stock dropped over 35% after they announced they lost 200,000 subscribers. That's a lot. Explains why they've changed their pop-up message from, "Are you still watching?" to, "Come back, please. I can change. Do you want DVDs again?" Trevor, damn, Netflix is in trouble, which is so surprising because me and the 43 people I share my account with, we're still watching it all the time. Fallon, right now Netflix is so desperate for money, they're Googling, "Is there a real-life Squid Game?" Netflix is blaming their losses on fierce competition, inflation, and Russia. When he heard that, President Biden was like, "Hey, get your own excuses." That's good. Fallon again. Yep, Netflix is losing money. You can tell it's having an effect on all their shows. For instance, Emily in Paris is now Emily in Pittsburgh. It's still good. Also, The Crown is now The Hat. Trevor Noah, as its stock plummets, Netflix execs are considering an array of options, meaning they'll probably scroll around for 45 minutes, just put on Seinfeld. And I hope they make it through. I honestly do. I like Netflix because without Netflix, there's no Netflix and chill, and that would be a disaster. We need the pretense of watching Netflix for 6 minutes before we start the sex. Stephen Colbert was off. He announced late Thursday Stephen has tested positive for COVID. The show is on reruns this week, back May 2nd. You know who else is back, baby? Arsenio Hall. Sure, why not? Arsenio is going to tape a bunch of shows at the Netflix Is a Joke Festival that's in LA. Arsenio will host the show, and it will be broadcast on Netflix's YouTube channel. Why wouldn't you put that on regular Netflix? Decent amount of TV news today. Bob Odenkirk, he's getting a new comedy. This one is called Straight Man. AMC has ordered it straight to series. The show centers on and is told from the point of view of the anachronistic Henry Devereaux Jr., played by Bob Odenkirk. Devereaux Jr. serves as the chairman of the English department of a poorly funded college in Pennsylvania. The Goldbergs was renewed for some reason. Remember Jeff Garlin left the show? Remember they had a weird wedding episode where they had CGI Jeff Garlin? They're bringing it back. I guess it still does well. It is believed Garland's character will be written out of the show. I hope so. You can only use old clips and CGI Jeff Garland so much. Sometimes it's time for a show to wrap up. Know what I'm saying? All right, I had skipped this story last week. There's a movie being described as an Aziz Ansari film. It is called Being Mortal, and it had suspended production because of some sort of on-set inappropriate behavior. The initial story I said was Aziz was not involved with it. That's good. So I just moved on, but now Deadline has a report suggesting that the person involved is Bill Murray, famous comedian. Sources tell Deadline the suspension had to do with a complaint made against star Bill Murray for inappropriate behavior. Just want to be clear here, I'm recording this on Friday for schedule reasons, so it's entirely possible the story has evolved over the weekend. Searchlight said it does not comment on ongoing investigations, but production is shut down at the time of this recording. Bill Maher had Piers Morgan on his podcast. Now, I mentioned I'm the writer for the Palace Intrigue podcast. That's a daily podcast where we talk about the royal family. Piers Morgan is wildly entertaining when it comes to the royals because he just throws heat all the time, makes for great content, love it. So he was on Bill Maher. They talked about how it's now celebrated to be weak in society. Bill Maher wondered aloud, who are these people who need disclaimers on who's bad with the wind? He called them effing babies and told them just to be a grown-up. Bill Maher said, by the way, that movie, entertaining as F. And the people who need a disclaimer, this is the problem, you effing babies. It's 1939. Can't you just see by the film stock that things were very different? Humans are like history in general. We evolve. Just celebrate we're not racist anymore and just be a grown-up. Piers Morgan slammed the idea of putting a warning on things like comedy films and said a joke is said, which is clearly a joke and not intended to be remotely offensive to anybody. And even that now needs a warning at the front in case anyone's offended. What do they think's going to happen when you watch it? What happens to people? I mean, do they sit there shaking? Whitney Cummings is going to record her fifth stand-up special, this one at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. That's a very nice building. This one will be called Touch Me. She's recording it Friday, May 13th, and the next night, which is Saturday, May 14th, in case you're not good at calendars, two shows each night. So she's going to take four shows and cut that down into a special. Usually they do two. Interesting. Cleveland.com spoke to Mark Maron. Now, Mark Maron, if you heard Friday's show, he's not down with snake stereotypes like slithering and eating mice and all the other unfair snake stereotypes. They asked him about his aversion to Marvel films and how does that square with him doing the Lex Luthor voiceover that he did. Well, I could go on a whole sidebar here about how Marvel and DC are not the same thing, Cleveland.com, but let's let Mark Maron answer. Mark said, generally what happens is they want me to do it. I don't watch superhero movies. I've been critical of Marvel movies. Then I got offered to do Joker. It's like, how deep are my principles when they call and say, do you want to do a scene with Robert De Niro? Or do you want to hold strong against comic book movies? Got to be honest with you, it was not a tough decision. But now I can sort of justify, yeah, well, I'm a DC guy, right? Okay, he made the same point I did. Hey, Mark Maron, were you disappointed Netflix didn't renew Glow for a fourth season? Maron said, that was disappointing because that was fun. We definitely had one more season to do, but I do understand the practicality on some level of not holding onto the studios from the beginning of the pandemic when you had as large as a cast. It wasn't really even that possible to shoot that show with protocol, so I understood the decision to let go of the facilities. I don't know how behind it they were. I don't know with Netflix. They don't really seem to give a hoot about anything other than international numbers. Obviously, with Stranger Things, they would have filmed with whatever was necessary to get that last season, but it wasn't the case, so I was upset not to finish it because it was an interesting little show. Can I tell you that first episode of Glow, I'm still not over it. Now, I'm a big fan of Community, one of the characters on Community, Annie, nice little college student. Then I watch Glow and there's Allison Brie doing a scene and she's not wearing clothes. That was jarring. Hey, Mark Maron, last month, Sam Elliott made some negative comments about the Oscar-winning movie The Power of the Dog when he was on your podcast. What are your thoughts about how that played out? Maron said, he's an old guy. You know, what are you going to do? It was a great conversation up to that point. He just said what he said spontaneously, and it came down on him. I don't know. It's the culture we live in. I'm not going to speak for him. You saw how he handled the apology, but my thoughts on it are, let the guy talk, and he talks. So what are you going to do? All right, Mark Maron, what's left on your bucket list? Maron, I seem to have done most of what I set out to do in my life in a relatively under-the-radar kind of way, which is probably okay. I've been doing music lately. It's been fun. I just want to try to engage with the craft of acting a little more so I can appreciate it on a deeper level and keep finding new ways to look at things and keep finding funny stuff. I'm very funny right now. It's sort of gratifying because I wasn't always. Let's make a quick stop at Gossip Corner from page 6. They say Pete Davidson's inner circle are warning him, don't go on the Kardashians TV show. They're telling Pete, yo, your career's at a high point. A source told Page Six, his career's taken off. What does he need that for? If you'd like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Woke up this morning, had a nice email from Kenny. Kenny's a regular listener to the show. I appreciate you. I let him know that on email. We went back and forth on the various places you could buy a coffee. Always a fun discourse. I don't have my prop. Apparently I left my coffee upstairs. Oh, well, you could buy me another coffee, which also wouldn't be in the studio because I'd have to go get it unless you're going to have a coffee delivered to my house, but you don't know my address. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw $5 in the tip jar. You know what I'm going to do with it. From Decider, A.D. Bryant has a new show. This will be on Peacock. Peacock is throwing everything up against the wall. I mean, they're just like, hey, here's another comedy. Maybe you'll watch this one. I feel bad for the Peacocks because nothing is cutting through. This show will be based on the book Cheeky, a head-to-toe memoir. Each episode focuses on a theme, the theme part of the body. Topics include boobs, sex, body hair, and coming of age, and it's animated. Good luck, Peacock. Alana Glazer is in talks to star and executive produce in a comedy series for Amazon. This one would be called The Suck. The Suck asks the question, what if the last year on Earth was the best of your life? The show would explore the upside of an apocalypse. Letterkenny, which I have to get back to, that's a fun show, is getting a spinoff. This one is called Shorzy. A trailer is out now. Shorzy will be on Hulu May 27th. That's Memorial Day weekend. Speaking of Canada, see, Letterkenny is a Canadian series. That's why I said speaking of Canada. The Winnipeg Comedy Festival is back, baby. Local Winnipeg comedian Chad Anderson will tape his first national TV spot at the Great Outdoors Gala on May 6th. If you want to drag the wife to a comedy festival on Mother's Day, why not? Mom's the Word. That's on May 8th. 8 comedians on that show. Not sure who you would have heard of. Maybe Elvira Kurt. $20. It's at the Gas Station Arts Center. What else are you doing? Come on, honey. Mother's Day. Let's go to the comedy show. You'll love it. And congratulations to Janty Blair, crowned the winner of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's Deadly Funny Competition. This is the only comedy competition dedicated to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander comedy. Janty Blair went 6 weeks between her first time performing ever and winning this title. That's pretty awesome. She says her humor is a gift from her ancestors. I'm a descendant of some of the funniest men and women that ever existed. I almost pulled out of the competition, to be honest. I didn't think I was good enough, funny enough, but when I hit the stage and felt the love in that room, I smashed it. Something just happened. I think it was my ancestors. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. Another way you can support the show is become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts, $5 a month. I'll give you early releases and commercial-free releases. See you tomorrow.